Kirbyville, Hollister, Branson. Sets here on the north side of T as we zoom in. Everybody comfortable with where we're at? The end of T Highway is just right down here. So this is our subject property. That's how it's shaped. Zoom in one more. Entrance to the property is here. I did take a couple photos, one each direction of the highway. So this is hard to see, and I've tried to lighten it, but here's our lots. Here's our entrance road that would be platted. This would be done as a minor subdivision. He can do it in all at one time or do it in different phases, but no more than six lots. So lot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. State Highway T is right here. So as you can see, it's heavily vegetated. The applicants indicated he'd leave all that vegetation around these edges as his buffer. Sent in 3 house plans. So even 4 to 5 bedroom homes, you would need up to 5 to 6 parking spaces. He'd have 3 car garage, so 3 in the garage and 3 just to the outside. He's going to have plenty of room for the parking. Applicant sent some pictures of homes that he's built that give you an idea of what he's thinking of doing. And here's my photos. I'm looking towards the north or towards the end of the peninsula. Then I turn right around at the drive and look back the other direction. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Applicant?
Well, he's the applicant.
Or representative.
Or representative, yeah. Sorry.
I didn't want to get out of turn.
I'm Rob Robbins, and wanted to speak on this project and a little bit about Sean Turner, the applicant, and he's here if you have some questions about the packets that you have specifically. Obviously, he's probably a better one. But I wanted to paint a little bit of a vision here, what I have in mind for the property also. Also, Sean owns a third-generation family home building company in Springfield. And I've worked with Sean in the Branson area since 2013. And he's built several homes here. And he builds a nice house, and the clients are happy, which is important in my business. I know Sean is wanting a place where he can personally get away from business with his family. He has 2 teenage kids. And I'm sure he'll be retaining ownership of one of these homes and to enjoy our beautiful area and all it has to offer. As far as the nightly rental project goes, this is a small project, as you know, with just up to 6 homes on really a pretty good-sized parcel of property, 26 acres. The property will have 1 entrance off of T Highway unless a second one is required by emergency services. As many of the trees as possible would be left along T Highway, so homes will not be visible. The goal and uniqueness of this project is that they'll be tucked away in the woods and a very rustic type environment. And with a lake view. I know that there could be folks here concerned about traffic, and I would expect we're going to have plenty of parking, obviously, based on the rules that we have to follow. But most of the time, these are going to be families visiting this size of home, from, I think, 4 to 6 bedrooms. Most of the time, it's probably going to be a couple cars. And so The average stay is going to be 3 to 5 days, approximately 180 days a year. So with six homes, we're probably going to be adding 12 cars to T Highway on a daily basis. It could, on the average, if these were regular primary residence homes, most likely they'd have more vehicles than that, traveling the road. currently the property is just generating a little bit of real estate tax, and that's all. It's just sitting there. And, this obviously would increase the tax base a tremendous amount per home, and also, spending money on food and entertainment for the folks that are here visiting while they're here would be good for the community. I think it's a good use of the property and will be a very nice development. Any questions for me?
No, pretty self-explanatory.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys. Yeah.
Why did you subdivide it? If you're going to put 90 rentals on here, why did you make six different parcels? I mean, you could just build six houses and ask for nightly rentals on those six homes and keep the property as one ownership, couldn't you?
Well, Sean might want to speak to that, but I would say that yes, but we wanted to be able to have them, you know, really separate of each other. You know, the general projects where they're building, you know, however many, they're taking all the trees out and they're all sitting side by side. And in this case, they'll be tucked back in the trees, and each one will have an individual drive.
I'm just curious why you went ahead and subdivided it.
Well, and there'll be individual owners, so.
Oh, okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, I know he's going to keep at least one.
Oh, okay.
He's the developer. Okay.
But the rest will be for sale.
Yeah. He's going to keep one and then buy that parcel. Okay.
Yeah. That's... You have an opportunity to buy one.
Yeah. All right. What about the topography? I know that's. Down there towards the lake, that's awfully
well. I can tell you this, it lays amazingly well on the top two-thirds of the property. There's already a road, if you could drive in there, it's gated off. If you drive in there, there's actually a road now that makes basically a circle drive. And then that's where the homes will be built. Then there is a road, actually a concrete road, that goes on down to the lake, and it starts getting steep there, but it's drivable. And there'll be a little picnic area down there, and potentially could add a two-stall dock down there.
Each home will have an individual well.
They will?
Yes, they will.
Sean, do you want to come up and add anything, or has he covered it fairly well?
Yeah, I think he covered it pretty well, unless you have any questions for me.
Any questions? Is there anyone in the audience here that wants to speak in opposition to the application? And you guys have signed up, right? Okay, so let's go ahead and why don't we start at the back of the room? Do you want to go first, ma'am? Or Dan, or you guys might have a setup. You go as you please. So, sir, if you'd like to come up, sure.
Well, my name is Dan Swearingen, so I filled out a form for Scott on that, and I live less than a mile from the proposed development, in a very quiet and peaceful part of Taney County, out in the country, cattle, good neighbors. Neighbors that own their homes. And we really like the peace and quiet. And in fact, we're aware that as homeowners, that one of the higher rights of homeownership is the quiet and peaceful enjoyment of the land. And so we're a little nervous about what this might entail. There's areas of Branson that are destined for tourists. We chose as homeowners in this area to not be in the thick of Highway 76 Country Boulevard and the tourism that goes there. Now, we understand and appreciate that tourism is a very strong component of our local economy. It's essential. But we bought homes and properties out that way not to be a part of that, to get actually away from it, to have the peace and the quiet that a home in the country provides to us. And all the people in our area own their homes, and they're all very respectful of one another. And it is peaceful and quiet. And we're a little nervous about what this might happen here with this property. And just to give you an example, those of us that maybe have traveled some, whether for business or for pleasure, know that someday when we're out on the road, we're going to have somebody that's next to us in a hotel or in an apartment or in a Airbnb or someplace, and they're not going to be very nice. They're going to be loud. They're going to be disrespectful. They're going to be discourteous. They might even leave trash about and so forth. And it's not a matter of if that'll happen. It's a matter of when that'll happen. And so with people coming and renting these facilities, we worry that we'll be able to hear the commotion that comes from the properties. And who wants to call the sheriff? Nobody wants to call the sheriff. But there are certain laws about disturbing the peace that are related to the peaceful enjoyment of the land. And so that's my first point. And you've probably all heard this point before on other properties, but I still wanted to express it. My second point is the highway. I know Mr. Robbins talked about that. I don't know how many of you travel T Highway or how many of you traveled it frequently. It seems like every second or third trip that I make, there's a close call. People tend to take their part of the highway out of the center portion, or at least have their front tires on the center double lines. And it's a little unnerving. And there was a chance to kind of correct that a couple years ago. The state of Missouri has resurfaced that road, and it looks magnificent. It's a pretty piece of work that they've done. The thing is, before they resurfaced it 2 years ago, I believe it was, they had survey stakes all along the south side. If you look at Rockaway Beach as being north, all along the south side of T Highway, there were survey stakes, and they were all a couple foot off the side of the road. And they went through and they put in new culverts along the way as well. So I went out to their facility on North 65 and talked to them. So this is what's going on. And they said, we intend on widening T Highway by about 2 foot, as much as we can for the distance, if we're able to. And I said, that is absolutely wonderful news. I said, I expressed my concern about the close calls on the highway. I says, I have a request, if you could. And they said, what's that? And I said, could you put a rumble strip down the center, or maybe some of those reflectors that they screw into the asphalt, so that when somebody does wander over the center line, that they catch that, it catches their attention, and they move themselves back over. And it's not a harsh kind of thing, but it's something that draws the attention to the person. Well, unfortunately, when they went to paving it, it just didn't happen. I don't know whether they ran out of money, there was an emergency, or just what. And everybody that drives it knows that it's a hilly, twisty, curvy kind of road. And if we have tourists on it, they're going to be gawking and looking and coming in at all hours of the day and night, coming back from the shows and going out to dinner and Silver Dollar City and everything else. And I'm afraid that that's going to add to the danger. And the last part for your consideration is that we're going to have 6 new wells, and the wells are going to be fairly close to quite a few people. And, of course, when you start drilling new wells and you start using water, and probably coming out of this nearly the same table as what we're operating off of, a little bit concerned about if we're going to have to redo our wells, or if we're going to have to do something about our wells as a result of this. And so I bring all those to your attention for your consideration as concerns that I have as a citizen.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Hello. I'm Marcia Greenwood, and I signed up too. And I'm a neighbor of Dan's, and we live in the same proximity. I think the big thing for me is it's apparently going to be 6 homes that can be sold. And why is it being a nightly rental? I mean, I'm kind of concerned on the nightly rental part too, mainly because of the noise that he did touch, the fireworks that go off, the gunshots that go off constantly, and the lack of consideration. I think you get people partying. Been there, done it. And I'm assuming that they're not going to know the regulations they're not going to care about the regulations. So, I mean, we encounter it across the way on Rockaway Beach a lot.